Sechta Saita, Daf Mem Tes, four lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Chesem and Beis, and the Gemara quotes from Mishnah, which stated in Mishachar Beis Amidosh, Batal HaShamir, V'Neifes Sufim, U'Pasku Anshei Amalem Yisrael, and the Mishnah brought from Capital Yud Beis in Tehillim, the Pasuk that states, Hashi Hashem Ki Gomar Chosid, Ki Pasu Amunim Mibnei Adam, and the Gemara explains, what does the Mishnah mean when it said that Anshei Amalem cease from Klai Yisrael, Amar Bitzchak, Eil Bnei Adam, Shehim Aminim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this refers to people that used to be Maimin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nowadays, after the we don't have people that have reached that level of emunah. The Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Reb Lezer God Loime, Kol Mishi Eishle Pas Bisaloi Voime Ma'ich Lamocha Ein El Mekatne Emunah. And even if a person has enough bread today and he has bread in his basket and he still says, "What will I eat tomorrow?" So he's considered from the Katne Emunah. And some are Gerish and Nema, as the pasuk states, and this is the pasuk in Bishalach in Perek Tazayin Pasuk Dalid that talks about the one and it states, "Vayim Hashem Moshe Hinni Mamte Lachem Lechem and Hashemayim Yotzeh Am Velaktu Dvayim Biyimay." So we see that even though they only had one day's worth of food, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that that was a good enough test in order to determine if they had emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu or if not. However, if they wouldn't have had at least one day's provision, then that would not be a fair test. And Ayin Ben Yada, who discusses that if someone doesn't have at least one day's worth of food, then you can't say that that is a fair test. And Rashi explains, Shemaminim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levatim Emaynim Lenoi Hidda Mitzvah Ol Tzedakah Uleitzei Shabbos. And a person goes and spends the money and they're not concerned where they're going to have enough money to take care of different mitzvahs as well as tzedakah, as well as taking care to make sure they have beautiful Shabbos and Yom Tovim. And the Gemara continues behind the Dharma Rabbi Elazar, and this is similar to this idea that Rabbi Elazar taught us, Ma'idach Siv, what does the Pasuk mean when it states in Zechariah, Ki mi baz l'yayim k'tanis, that who will be embarrassed on that day in Olam Haba when they won't have the full schar, is k'tanis, are the small people and the small things. And the Gemara explains, Mi garm l'tzadikim she is baz b'shulchan that what will cause the tzaddikim will not have the complete table in Olam Haba, and therefore they will be embarrassed and they will be shortened in Olam Haba from the schar, is katan shohiben, is because of the smallness that they were shalo yaminu b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, because they didn't have proper emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara continues, Rav Amar, Rav explains this pasuk a bit differently, and he says, Eilu k'tanei b'nei Rishay Yisrael, this is referring to the young children of those Rishayim of Klai Yisrael, and as Rashi says, shemesuk shein tanim, that they died while they were k'tanim. And Rav continues, adaf mem tesem na'alef, and because they died while they were young, so they will cause the diminishment of the din of their fathers, lasalavai. And as Rashi states, kareem din aviyim, that they will cause the din of their fathers to be ripped up, as when their fathers will come to din Torah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so these children will be able to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu as follows, after you anyway going to take retribution for them, and they're going to have a punishment, so why do you go and blunt their teeth in this world, and why did you cause them tzaris by killing us and taking us away while we were so young in this world? And since they already received their punishment in this world, therefore you shouldn't punish them again in Olam Haba. And as Rashi says, "Hakisa shneim lo me'evaltem b'tzartem aleinu b'maseinu v'nefras mehem b'chayeim." And it's interesting that the Gemara on Daf Mem Chesam Beis, when speaking about Schal Osad Lavai, it speaks about she's Bazbe Shulchanim Osad Lavai, which is similar to the story of Rechonina Ben Daisa that occurred in Masechtas Tainus on Daf Chafei, where Rechonina Ben Daisa's wife wanted their schar in Olam Hazeh, and they saw that they lost some of their schar by Olam Haba Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Amr Abilah Bar Yevachaya, Yomali Tfilah Shel David, HaYikai Yisol, Meichu Yivav, if not for the fact that David HaMel, Davin for Klai Yisol, that they should have Panosa, and they should be able to become wealthy, so Klai Yisol would have been stuck in having embarrassing jobs, and they would have been reduced to sell items and provisions that cause stains like fats. And as Rashi states, Rivavu David Mois, Kagoyin Chela Vishuman, Vinidbak Bibagadav in Amasin, and it will get on their clothing, and they'll look disgusting, Vein Lachadam, Isasak Baham Elaani, and the only ones that do business with fats are very poor people. And the Gemara brings the pasuk where we see the tefillah of David, Shenem, as the pasuk in Tehillim says, Shisa Hashem Mor Lehem, and David Davin, that Hashem should make Klai Yisrael into leaders. And Rashi brings, because in Tehillim, in Kapitel Tes, Pasuk Yud Tes, it states, Ki Loi Lanetzach Yishachach Evyon Tikvis Aniyim Tevid La'ad, and after the pasuk discusses Aniyis, so the pasuk of Al states, Shisa Hashem Mor Lehem Yedu Goyim Enay Shem Masela. And Rashi explains, Ten Lehem Maris Lo'isan Aniyim Oishash Yu HaGoyim Noyim Ben Kovid V'yedu HaGoyim Shein enosh, and the goyim should realize that these people, the Klal Yisrael, are only people, ve'einim alachos, she'ein kol ha'kavod ha'gdula shelahem, that the kavod and gedula does not belong directly to them, and it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara continues, v'amar b'lo b'rabbi b'achar, molly tefilas shel Chavakuk, if not for the fact that Chavakuk davin for the Talmid Chachamim, ha'yibes Talmid Chachamim, miskasa metalas achas, ba'iskim etoyah, that even though David HaMelech already davin for Klal Yisrael, that there should be a shiur in Klal Yisrael, but he didn't daven specifically for Talmid Chachamim, and if not for the fact that Chavakuk davin for Talmid Chachamim, then Talmid Chachamim would have been so poor that two Talmid Chachamim would be so poor that they would have to wrap themselves in one talus and they would have to shear a talus, and that's the way they would be Isaac and Torah. Shenem, as the pasuk states in Chavakuk, Hashem Shemati Shemecha Yerei Hashem Pa'ocha Bekerav Shonim Chayeu Bekerav Shonim Taidia Bereges Rachim Tizkar. And Rabbi Loi explains, Al Tikri Bekerav Shonim Ela Bekir Shnayim, that you shouldn't read it in these years, but you should read it as if it says that two Talmid Chachamim will be so connected to each other and so close to each other because they're wrapped in one talus. And Rashi explains, Lefi Zeh, when the pasuk states Pa'ocha Bekir Shnayim Chayeu, is to be understood as follows: Oisu Pu'ula Shalcha, your work, the Hainu Dvat Torah, which is referring to the Torah, Shehi Bekir Shnayim, at this point is done when two people are very close to each other. Sheshnayim Tzichin Leskar V'Yachar Bekisa Echon Chayeu Refeu. You should heal that Ve'Vach Lehem, and you should give them Revacha, and you should give them Panasa V'Tem Lam Chiyusam, and this way they don't have to stay wrapped in one talus. And the Gemara continues, but Rabbi Loi Bar V'Vacharayu Shnayim Talmid Chomim Hamahalchem Ader. If they're two Talmid Chachamim that are walking together and traveling together and they're not speaking and learning, willingly serve, then they're ready to be burned pe'esh. Shenem, as the pasuk states in Malachim Beis, b'negei Elio and Elisha, that were walking together and Elio went to Shemayim. So the pasuk states, v'yehi heima holchem halich v'daber, v'hinei rechav esh v'susi esh v'afridu ben shneim v'yal Elio b'asara ha'shamayim. And Rabbi Loi explains, time of the Kedibah, that the only reason why Elio and Elisha were not killed by this fire is because they were speaking and learning, as the pasuk states, halich v'daber. Halakadiba really serve, but if they wouldn't have had Diba, then they wouldn't have been saved. And as Rashi states, really serve, Shalmanas Kain Bar Rechav Ishalayim, and that is why the chariot of fire came to them, was actually to kill them. But once the chariot saw that it was speaking and learning, that's why they were saved, and Elio went up to Shemayim. And the Gemara continues, Varma Blubber of Yavachayu, Shnei Talmid Chom and Darm Be'er Achas, if there are two Talmid Chom that are living in one city, Vein Nechin Zel Zel Balacha, and they don't get along, and they fight about halachas, Echav Megs Ve'echav Goyla, one will be killed, and the other one will go to Golis, and it seems that one of them will kill the other b'shogeg, and therefore one of them dies, and the other one will have to go to Golus. Shenem, as the pasuk says, b'negei Golus lo neshama reitzech asher yirtzech Yisrael b'vli das, and we learn out ve'in das el Torah, the das refers to Torah. Shenem, as the pasuk states in Hosea, nidmu ami mibli hadas, and Rashi explains b'vli das al sheloi hoylem das lias melamdin zezev v'lemedim zeh mizeh, because they didn't have this knowledge and this understanding to go and learn from each other and be able to be mekabel Torah from each other. And Rashi points out, how do we know this pasuk in Hosea is referring to Divrei Torah? As Rashi brings down the Sefer Dekra, and the end of that pasuk says, "V'tishkach Torah Selekecha," and because they aren't learning together, therefore the Torah will be lost, as people will know the proper pshat in Torah. And the Gemara continues, "Amar Yehuda Breid Rav Chia, Kol Talmid Chacham Ha'is B'Torah Metei Chetchak. Any Talmid Chacham that learns Torah and toils in Torah while he doesn't have money, if he lost in the Shmas, his tefillah will be listened to." Shenem, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, "Ki am betziyah in Yeshi b'Yishlayim b'chor le'sifka chanoi nechoncha lekol zak." And the next pasuk in Yeshaya in Perek Lam in Pasuk Chav states, "V'nasalchem Hashem lachem tzar u'mayim lachetz v'lo yikonef oyd merecha v'hoyenecha royesus merecha." And Rashi explains, "Ki am betziyan yeshev elu yeshvi yeshivas Torah," and this refers to the people that are learning Torah mitoychat chak. And the pasuk tells us that they shouldn't cry. And the end of the pasuk says, "Chanin chancha l'kol zakecha," because the Kadosh Baruch Hu will surely listen to your cries and will give you panasa. And how do we know that this pasuk is talking about someone that is learning Torah while he doesn't have panasa, as Rashi brings, because the pasuk says lechem tzar b'mi akas v'daba, that what is the Torah talking about? B'mi shem zaynes of kashalav, we're talking about someone that he doesn't have panasa. V'afu b'kein yoshev oisu b'torah, and the Gemara continues. Ravo Omer, Ravo states that not only will he have panasa, but must be oisu miziv shchina. He will have the hanah of being together with the shchina. Shenem, as the pasuk says, v'hoyeinecha roisus merecha, that your eyes will see your teacher, referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Acher Bar Chanina, Amar Rav Acher Bar Chanina, adds on that based on this pasuk, afein hapag. That the curtain, that the mechitza that separates between a person and a Kadosh Baruch Hu will not be closed in front of such a person. Shenem, as the pasuk states, v'leikonef oid merecha, and as Rashi states, v'leikonef v'leiskasim emcha b'knaf bigdoy mechitzasai, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will not be covered from you by covering himself with his beged and by having a mechitza between you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah Rav Shimon Galaimah, "Hey Rabbi Shua, miyem shechar b'simidash in yom sheim beklala v'leyarat Tal Avracha V'nitel Tama Peris. And the Gemara states, Amar Rava B'chol Yom V'yom Ruba Kolas Mishal Chaveri, that every single day that we are in Galus, every day the Kol gets worse than the prior day. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, about Beikah Taima Miyitin Arev, Huva Arev Taima Miyitin Beikah, that the Pasuk in Pasuk Yisavai in the Teichah states that in the morning a person will say, who will make sure that we get to the evening? And the evening they will say, who will give us the morning? And the Gemara says, Hi Beikah, what are we referring to when we're discussing the morning? Elaim and Beikah L'macha, if we're referring to the next morning, Miyadim Mayhavi, why would a person daven that he wants to get to the next morning? How does he know how bad the tzaras will be at that point? El D'cholif, but it must be that he was actually davening that he wants it to be the prior day, because the prior day the tzaras were less than this evening. And therefore we see that every single day that tzaras got worse. And the Gemara is, Ve'ela Alma Maikom Kayim, Delachoria, if the tzaras get worse and worse, then how will the world continue to exist? And the Gemara answers, Akadusha Desidra, Vaheshmi Rabadagata, that because we say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish Hashem, and we say the Tagum of that Pasuk, when we say Uvalutziyain, and the S'chus that the Tzibu responds Yeheshmi Rabba, after the Kaddish that is said in Shul, after the Tzibu learned Divrei Agada together, and Ayin Rashi, that the Ikka is not because they say Kaddish, 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 but the Ikka is because that is considered like the Oisim B'Torah, and as Rashi says, that Shaloi Teknu El Shiu Chol Yisrael Oisim B'Torah B'Chol Yoyim Dov Amuot, Sha'oi Mekriyasa B'Tagumai, Vehen Ka Oisim B'Torah, Vekima Shenegim B'Chol Yisrael B'Talmidim V'Ame Oretz, V'yesh Kan Shtayim Kedushas Hashem, V'Talmud HaTorah Chavvu, V'Chein Yehesh Mir Rabban Varach, Sha'oi Nach HaGadah, Sha'dash Im Dorish Rabban B'Chol Shabbos, Ha'yin Noyin Kach, V'Sham Ha'yin Nikbatsim Kol Ha'am L'Shmaya, L'Fi She'ein Yom Shom Malacha, and because everyone was gathered together in Shul at that point, that's why we specifically talk about that Kaddish, but it's Lav Dafka that Kaddish, and it just means when you have the Kaddish in Shul, and it's Betziba, that is a schus why the world continues, and the world is not destroyed, and the main thing is, V'yesh Kan Torah V'Kiddush Hashem, and we need the combined power of Torah and Kiddush Hashem. And the Gemara brings from the Pasuk in Iyov, Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Eretz Afasa K'may Oifel Tzal Mavis V'lay Sedarim. And the Pasuk tells us that the world is full of death and in full darkness because there's no order. And the Gemara explains, Ha'yesh Darim Taifiyah May Oifel, however, if there would be order, then it would take us out of this darkness and would take us out of this death. And Rashi doesn't say that this refers to Heshmir Abba or Kaddish Kaddish, but Rashi says Sedarim is Sidri Pashas Torah Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah that Rav Shimon ben Leah was made from a Bishua, the Miyam Shachar Beis Hamikdash in Yom Shein Meklala, the Layarda Tal Avracha V'Nitel Tam appears. Then Rav Beis said Avnitel Shuman appears, and Rav Shimon ben Leah Oima a tyrant not la Esareach and a Meisrus not la Shuman Adagon. And the Gemara brings a Brisa Tanya Rav Shimon ben Leah Oima a tyrant but lo Tam Vareach by the fact that Klai Yisrael were not careful with Tyra, so that was Mevatel the Tam and the Reach of the Peirs, and Maisa Beitel Shuman Dagon, and because they weren't careful with Maisa, so that caused a diminishment of the quality of the grain. And the Ben Yoyada says that the word Tyra stands for Tam HaPri and Reach HaPri. And the Gemara continues that even though after the Churban Abayas, there was generally a loss of the fragrance of the Pri, however, for certain tzaddikim, they were able to smell this great smell of this Peirs. And Rav Huna Eshcha Tumrasa de Chanusa, Rav Huna found this very fat date, Shaklut Karcho Besudre, so he took it and he wrapped it in a handkerchief in order to protect it. Also, Rabba Bray and his son Rabba came, Amalei Merchna Recha de Chanusa, I smell this beautiful smell of this fat date. Amalei, so he said, Beni Tairishpcha, it must be that you have Tyra, and that's why you're able to smell this. Yavinole, so Rav Huna gave this date to his son Rabba, Adahachi Osa Abba Bray. Afterwards, Abba, who was the son of Rabba, who was the son of Rav Huna, meaning Abba was the grandson of Rav Huna, came in, Shaklo Yavinole, and Rabba took the date and gave it to his son Abba. And it's interesting that Rabba gave this date to his son Abba, and there were no conditions applied to that. And Amale, so Rav Huna said to his son Rabba, Beni Samachtas Libi, that although you made me happy, as I realized that you have Tyra, and that's why you're able to smell the great smell of this date, however, the kisa shinai, however, you have dulled my teeth, because as Rashi says, Shari Sani Shavoscha Bincha Yosem Elai, that you showed me that you love your child more than me, Shana Talta Mimani, because you took this date from me, Vinasataloi, and you gave it to your child. And the Gemara says, Hayon da Amri Inchi, this is similar to the saying that people say, Rachme da Abba Abene, Rachme da Bene, Abene da Havole. Now, although a father loves his child, a child loves his own child and doesn't love his father as much as his own child. And it's interesting that this term of Hake Shinav that we find in the Haggadah is similar to the term over here, Vekesa Shinai, which is not necessarily referring to Russia, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues with another story. Rav Acha ben Yaakov, Itapol Bei, Rav Yaakov bar Bate. Rav Acha ben Yaakov took care of his grandson, who was Rav Yaakov, who was the son of his daughter. And it's interesting that we find over here that Rav Acha ben Yaakov's grandson was named after Rav Acha's father. And the Gemara continues that after Rav Acha ben Yaakov took care of his grandson for so many years, Kigadol, when Rav Yaakov got older, So Achba Yaakov said to him, bring me a cup of water. And Yaakov responded to him, I'm not your son, and therefore I don't have a chiyuv of kibud av. And even though we find that there's a chiyuv of kibud av b'negei grandfather, however, possibly over here, he was his grandson from his daughter, and maybe that chiyuv doesn't apply. And Ayin and Mefarshim that discussed this point. And the Gemara continues, behind the Dami Inchi, and this is similar to the saying that people say, that Revei, even if you bring up your grandchild, Babatachana, eventually they'll tell you that I'm the son of your daughter, and I'm not your child. And as Rashi says, I don't have a chiyuv to mechabed you like a child would. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Bepulmash Spasanius, prior to the Churban Abayas, when a Spasanius was sieging Klai Yisrael by Yushalayim, Gazu al Taras Chasanim, so Klai Yisrael made a gzira that a chasan should not go out with a specific type of crown that he used to wear at the time of the chasna. Bepulmash Titus, later on, when Titus sieged Klai Yisrael by Yushalayim, Gazu al Taras Chalis, so they added on to these gziras, and they said that a Kal can't go out with these crowns and these wreaths either. Vishalay Laman and Mespinay Yivanis, and at that time they also said that a person shouldn't teach his child to learn Greek. By Pomus Achring, and finally, by the end result, when Klai Yisrael was sieged prior to the Churban Abayis, Gazru Shloi Tetzah Kal Baperi Metechayah, then he made a gzera that a Kal cannot go out with the special chariot that they used to go out when they went to the Chuppah. However, Rabbi Sinu Tirish, Tetzah Kal Baperi Metechayah, the Arabonim were Mivatal this gzera, and they said that we're allowed to use these chariots when we have a Kal going out to the Chuppah. And Rashi states between Pomushal Spespainis and Pomushal Titus, there was 52 years, and Rashi states that the last Pomus, which is referring to the time when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, was also the siege that was led by Titus. And Rashi explains, "Beperim b'techayir shemilichin aisam beis avila beis baila v'aperim shemilim v'talisais muzavis mukafis la." And they surrounded her with beautiful cloths and blue beautiful talisim, which were golden embroidered, and it surrounded the kala. And after the Mishnah discusses the churban abayis, so the Mishnah now continues and discusses mitzvah tzaddikim, as we know that mitzvah tzaddikim are comparable to the churban abayis. And the Mishnah continues, "Mishmes Reb Meir batlu mishlim mishalim." That when Reb Meir died, there was a bittul of those who were very good at saying parables. And Rashi brings from Masechta Sanhedrin, Ki Havidorish Reb Meir Bepirka, Havidorish Tilsa Shmeitza, Tilsa Gata, Tilsa Mosli. The Mishnah continues, Mishemes Ben Azay, Batlu Hashaktonim. When Ben Azay died, there was a bittul of those who put tremendous effort into Torah and were great masmidim. As Rashi brings from Masechta Yavamis, that Shaitan al Das is based on Medrash Laila V'yayim, Kid Om V'yavamis, Avama Esa Shinafshi Chashba Torah. And we know Ben Azay didn't get married, and some say Ben Azay got married for a moment and he was married to Rabbi Akiva's daughter. And the Mishnah continues, Mishmes Ben Zayma Batlu Hadashanim. When Ben Zayma died, so there was a bittul of those who were able to dash into Torah properly, and as we say in the Agadah, that Ashadashar Ben Zayma. And as Rashi brings from Masechtas Brachos, Kid Amar Lezachishu Shetema Yitzis Mitzrayim Beleilus Ashadashar Ben Zayma. Mishmes Rabbi Akiva Batlu Kfeid HaTorah. When Rabbi Akiva died, there was a bittul of Kfeid HaTorah. As we know, Rabbi Akiva was one who dashed in as Hashem El Kachatira L'Rabbis Talmid Chachamim. And Rashi brings from the Gemara Masechtas Shabbos, Shayin Nais Liber Lidrash Kol Kaitz V'Kaitz Shakol Eis V'Eis. The Kolshki Tavis is serious, but I see serious, could go in Basu Basin in Derish, Vizel Kreit Torah Gadol, Shein Ba Dabal Vatala, that there's nothing extraneous in the Torah. The Mishnah states, Mishmes Rabchinim Ben Deisa died, but Lan Shemaisa, there was a bit of An Shemaisa, and Rashi states, Batuach Bechashivusai, he was Batuach in his Chashivas, Vaisa Maisa Muflaim, and he would do great miracles, Ayin and Masechtas Tainis. And the Mishnah continues, Mishmes Rabbiesi Katanta, Paskul Chasidim, when Rabbiesi Katanta died, so there was a Hefsik of Chasidim, and the Mishnah explains, Lamina Kishmai Katanta, why was this Rabbi Yasi's name called Katanta? Shay Katanta Shah Chasidim, because he was the smallest of the Chasidim. And Rashi says that Chasidus didn't stop on a moment and on a dime, but it took time and there was a process and diminished consistently who was the smallest and the end of the Chasidim. The Mishnah continues, Mishmes Rabbi Yechman Zakai, Batul Ziva Chachma. When Rabbi Yechman Zakai died, there was a bittul of Ziva Chachma. And Rashi says, Zelo Yadana Mahi, I'm not sure what this is. And we know that Rabbi Kvega in Mesechtas Brachos brings an entire list of where Rashi says the Lashon Lo Yadana, and Reb Chaim Kanevsky adds on many, many more to those Ayin Sham. The Ben Yehuda says that the word Ziva Chachma refers to the Pana Me'irim of Tzadikim, that the Gemara tells us Rabbi Yehuda was Pana Me'irim, V'amr lo Yoyis Matrinusa, Panecha Deim L'shtu Yayin, Oilum Lalvim Brivis, Oilum Megadim Chazerim, V'amr lo Kul L'snobi, El Chachmas Adam Tar Panav Ayin Sham. And he continues that prior to Rabbi Yechim Zakai, Hayinikar Ha'arz Pana Mazayis, B'tamid Chom Habe, V'nir Ali, Shahilam, Oidim Mufneim, there was certain red complexion that they had, Ka'oidim Shah to Kiyab Shefa Betziva B'yem Roshana, and he tells us to look in the Sefer Kavanos B'Soyid Ha'idim Hazeh as to the soyid of this redness and the red complexion that a person gets when they're blowing the Shefa. And the Mishnah continues, Mishmesh Rav Gamliel HaZakin, when Gamliel HaZakin died, Batul Kfeid HaTorah, there was again a Bittul of Kfeid HaTorah, and L'chayu, this Bittul Kfeid HaTorah is different than the Bittul Kfeid HaTorah that we stated regarding Rabbi Kiva, who made the Tariq Precious, and at that time, time, there was a bit of Tyra as well as Precious. And Mishemesh Rabbi Shmuel ben Pabi, butler Zivakuna, then there was a bit of the radiance of the Kuna. And over here, Rashi does explain what the radiance is. Shahay Chacham v'Asher v'Kainim Rabbim Eichel al Shechonai, because he was a Chacham and he was an Asher, and there were many Kayanim that ate by him, and there was Tyra Gdulu b'Makam Echad. And Mishnah continued, Mishemesh Rabbi, and when Rabbi died, butler Nav v'Yeres Chait, there was a bit of another of Yeres Chait. And of course, since Rabbi was the one who put together the Mishnayos, and therefore they say that this part of the Mishnah was added in after Rabbi died. And at this point, some agrees Tan Rabbanan that this will be a Braisa, but we will learn it as if it's a continuation of Mishnah. And Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Mishachar b'Simigdash, once there was a Churban HaBayis, and therefore there was a change of people's circumstances, so the Talmid Chachamim and wealthy people's status changed, and therefore they were ashamed, and they covered their faces in embarrassment, and the people that used to be the Anshe Maisa became very poor, the Gavri Bal Yisrael Bal Yilashin, and those who were strong and those who knew how to speak well, they became the strong ones and they took over, and even though they used to be lower, they were uplifted, and there was no one that cares about Talmid Chachamim and those who used to be the Chashuv people, and the only one that we have to rely on is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah continues, so then every status went down a level. So those who used to be Talmid Chachamim were now like the Melamed Tanakis, and the ones who are the Melamed Tanakis became like the Chazanim in the basic classes, that we know that they were Chayza, that they were the Shemasim in the basic classes, and the Chazanaya Ka'amad Ara, and they became the Amratim, the Amad Ara, as well Dalla, they went down another level as well. And let's see the last few Rashis on the Memtesim Aleph in the left column, where B'nei Chayim, Miu Chasim, it's referring to those who had Yichus, Chafu Reshim, Shegavri Yad, Azi Ponim Amzerim, Shem Ashirim, Ve'ilanim, Nedaldo Anshe Maisa, In Choshlam, no one cared for them, Ve'in Dershli Sol, and no one seeked out Klai Sol, Ve'im Mevakesh, Aleim Rachmim. And we continue on the Memtesim Abbez, Be'ikvis Meshicha Chutzpiyaska, at the time when Mashiach was about to come, there will be a great increase of Chutzpah in this world, Ve'yoyka Ayamer, and there will be great inflation, Hagefin Tita Piri, Ve'yayim Ve'yoyka, and even though the vines will give off fruits, but still wine will be very expensive, Umachas Tafel Laminas, Ve'in Techachas, and the kingdom will turn to Minas, and they won't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no one will be able to give musa to anyone, and those places where Talmid Chum used to gather will now be a place where Zoynis gather, and the Gol will be destroyed, and another place called Gavlin will also be destroyed, and people next to the border cities will go from one town to another, and they won't have a place to sleep, and they won't have a place to rest, the Chachba Seferim Tisarech, and the Chachba of the Seferim will be rotten, and people will hate those that fear hate, the Emes Tehin Nederes, and Emes will be left to the side, and no one will have to meet up Emes, and the young people will embarrass the older people, and Zakinim Yamnum Tektanim, and the older people will get up in front of the younger people, and Ben Menaval Av, that a son will embarrass his father, Bas Kam Bima, and a daughter will get up against her mother, and Kalab Chamisa, and a daughter in law against her mother in law, and Oiva Ish, Anche Besai, and a person's enemies will come to live with him in his own house, Pnei Adar, Kapnei Kalab, and the face of the generation, meaning the leaders of the generation, will be like the Kalab, and just like a Kalab follows its master, so the leaders of the generation will follow the people, and Haben Einum is Baish Ma'aviv, a child will not have busha from in front of his father, and the only thing that we can rely on is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And let's see the last three Rashis before the end of the Mishnah, because people will be partying, and therefore wine will still be expensive, no one will be able to give musa to others, and because everyone will be doing avers, and when they give musa to others, after then they'll say to him, you're just like us, and therefore don't give us musa. Since the Batim Midrashim will be empty, therefore the Balizim Misguided Misham, Mepleisha Chutzla'ir, Hayu Batim Midrashim. And this is the end of the Mishnah. However, some agurists that we add into the Mishnah as follows, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, the here is Mevil de Zrizes, Zrizes Mevil de Nikias, Nikias Mevil de Tyre, Tyre Mevil de Precious, Precious Mevil de Kedusha, Kedusha Mevil de Anova, Vanova Mevil de Yerushachet, Yerushachet Mevil de Chasidis, Chasidis Mevil de Ruch Kedish, Ruch Kedish Mevil de Tchis Mason, Tchis Mason Ba, De Elio Novis Zachalotayev, Bimher Bimenu, Yavivigleno, Kenyu Rotain. And the Gemara begins, Amar Rav, Rav stated that in the Mishnah we said, Bepum shall suspinus, Gazru al Taurus Chasanim, so Rav qualifies this, Lashon al Shalmel Vagophers, this is only those crowns that were made from salt and from sulfur, Al Shalhadis Vishalberet Mutter, but those crowns that were made out of branches and of roses, that would be Mutter. And Shmuel Oimen, Shmuel argues on Rav, and he says, Af Shalhadis Vishalberet Asa, that even those crowns made out of Hadassim and of roses were Asa, Shalkanim Shalchelis Mutter, however, crowns made out of reeds and Chelis were Mutter, Velevi Amen, Levi says, Af that even those made out of kanam mechilus would be asa as well. And Rashi explains, shel melech v'shel gofres inyan ataro isim me'evin shel melech, they would make these crowns out of rock salt, shoot solo ke'evin habedoilech, which are clear as crystals, v'tzeven isa, and they would make pictures on it and make colors on it, k'minsirun begofres k'shem shel isim me'klizah v'chesem v'karin u'la. And Rashi explains that chilus is some sort of a moss. And the Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated, b'pumah shel sepinus gozu ataros klasan and v'ale iris, and when we learned the Mishnah, we skipped the words v'ale iris, and the Gemara asked, my iris, what is this referring to? Amar Beleza, tavlu d'chad puma, it's referring to a bell that only had one clapper inside it, and they were mevatel that you couldn't use this at a chasna, and you couldn't use this instrument. Rav Barav Huna of Leil Bei Tambura, Rav Barav Huna made a tambourine for his son during his chasna, and maybe this chasna was for Abba, who was the son of Rav Barav Huna, that we saw in the Matessa Medav, Asavu Tavrei, and Rav Huna came to the chasna, and he broke the tambourine. And Amar Lein, Rav Huna explained to Rav Barav Huna, michlo b'tavlu d'chad puma, that if you can use the tambourine, people will think that it's mutter to use a bell as well. Zil ovelei apuma d'chatzba, so you should go and make a drum by taking a piece of leather and stretching it on top of a bottle, oya puma d'kaviza, or on top of a pitcher. And the Gemara continued, b'puma shaltitas gazu al ataris kalis. And the Gemara asked, my ataris kalis, and amrav b'bchana amrav b'ichon, ir shalzo, this is referring to a gold bin that was going on a woman's head, and they etched on it a city of gold. Tain amihochi, we learned similarly, ezu ataris kalis, ir shalzo, aval isa isa kipa shamilas. And even though you can't make this Yeshel Zav, but you're allowed to make some sort of a cap made out of wool for a collar. And as Rashi says, Kippa, Kabbal Kavishel Samalovin, Shakar and Peltra. And the Gemara continues, Tanu, we learned in the Braisa, Afal Chuppas Chasanim Gazru, they made Xeria on the Chuppah Chasanim as well. My Chuppas Chasanim, what are we referring to by Chuppas Chasanim? Zahari Samuzovis, they used to take red cloths and they would put gold on it, and that would beautify the Chuppah, and they made Xeria not to do this after the Chubin. And the Mishnah continues, Tanin Amihachi, Elin Chuppas Chasanim, Zahari Samuzovis, Ava Isa, papyrus, but you're allowed to make a papyrus, which is some sort of a wood frame, the toilet komash yitzah, and then you can hang on it whatever you want. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Vishlei Laminus Bnei Yavonis, they made a gzira that one should not teach Greek to his children. And Tanur Rabbanim, we learned in Braisa, Kishar Tzara Malchabes Chashmonoi Zelzeh, that when two kings of the house of Chashmonoim, they were waging a civil war, Hayah Hokanis Bim Bechutz, Vishtabalus Bim Fnim, so Hokanis, which was one of the brothers, was on the outside of Yishlaim, and Vishtabalus was on the inside of Yishlaim. Vichol Yom Vayayim, Hayim Shashlan Dinar Mek every single day during the siege, they would lower a pouch of gold coins to the outside, and in exchange, they would send up the carbon tumim to them. There was one older person that understood the Chachmas Yavanis, and Rashi says Chachmas Yavanis is not referring to Greek, but it's referring to a dialect of Greek which was similar to Greek, but it was used by the Chashuvim and by the Sarim, for example, as we say, the King's English. And this older person wanted to help the people that were outside Yishlaim in their efforts, and laws lahem. And by using this language, so he secretly told them the following, and Amalahan, he said to them, you should know by providing them the carbon tamid, you're actually hurting your war efforts, because that is what's helping them withstand the pressure, as we know that that is going to be a schus for them. And based on this advice, so the next day, once again, the people that were inside Yerushalayim sent a pouch of gold coins, and instead of giving them a keves for the oilah and for the carbon tamid, they gave them a pig. When the chazir got to half of the wall, he stuck its nails into the wall and it wouldn't continue. And the zazir, Eretz Yisrael, Abba Meir's Pasal, Abba Meir's Pasal, and Eretz Yisrael shook for 400 Pasal. And at that time they said, Ara Adam, she got a chazirim, that any person that raises chazirim should be cursed. But Ara Adam, she lavin loy benoy chachmas yavanis, and cursed is a person that will teach his children to learn yavanis. And the Braisa says, Valois Shana Shaninu, and about that year, when there was a siege around Yishlaim, and therefore they burnt all the tefuah that was close by to Yishlaim. And because they couldn't find any tefuah that was close by to Yishlaim, therefore the oimer came from Gagas Trifim and the Shtei Lechem came from the valley of Ein Secha. And Rashi explains, because the Kadosh Baruch was so upset and so angered by the Chilul Shmai, and Rashi says in the middle that generally the mitzvah of the bringing oimer is from something that's close to Yishlaim, as the pasuk says, Karmel Takrivu Shei Zera Lach VaKar Moli Mimenu Shubar Merochak Misavish. And when you import tefuah from further away, then the tefuah will be dried out, and it's not the proper way to bring the oimer. And the Gemara asks, how can you say that it's also to teach your child Greek? But va'ini, Amar Rabbi, Eretz Yisrael, Lashon Sursi Lama, why should you speak in Lashon Sursi, which is from Syrian in Eretz Yisrael, Eli Lashon HaKadosh, Eli Lashon Yavanis, either you should speak in Lashon HaKadosh, or you should speak Greek. So you see that Greek was spoken, Rabbi Yisrael, Bebava, Lashon Arami Lama. Why would we to speak Lashon Arami in Bavel, Ella Oilishin Kodesh, Oilishin Parsi, either you should speak Lashon Kodesh, or you should speak in Persian language, but the Maisa we see from Rabbi that they would speak in Greek. And the Gemara answers, as we explained before, Lashon Yivanus Lachod, Enechanami is the difference between Greek language and Chachbis Yivanus Lachod, and that is a different type of language, and the Takana was only on Chachbis Yivanus. And Rashi states, Lashon Sursi, Karvu Lashon Arami, this is similar to Aramaic, Vaimani Shazel Lashon Gemara Yushalmi, that this is the Lashon that we find in the Gemara Yushalmi, for Umis Ailum Kayanse Lingashuria. And the Gemara continues, Vachachbis Yivanus Miasira, are you telling me the Chachbis Yivanus itself is also? Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, the name of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rashi says that when that goes towards Bayit Chsiv, as Rabbi Shimon Gamliel used to say this pasuk, and he said that this pasuk refers to him, as the pasuk in Eicha says, "Inna Oilul Nafshi Mikol Benais Iri," and my eyes cry for myself more than all the daughters of the city of Yerushalayim. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel explained, "Elav Yiladim Hayu Beis Abba, there were 1,000 children in the house of my father. Chamish Meis Lamed Torah, Chamish Meis Lamed Chachbis Yivanis. 500 learned Torah and 500 learned Chachbis Yivanis. V'lein Nishtayim Hen Al Ani Kan, and none of them survived the Churban aside from me, who Ben Achi Abba Baasya, and the son of my father's brother, meaning my cousin, whose name was Asya." And Lemaisa, we see that in the household of Gamliel, they learned Chachbis Yivanis. And the Gemara answers, Shani Shal Beis Rav Gamliel, that the house of Gamliel was different because the Krevel Malchus Havod, that since Rav Gamliel was the Nasi, therefore the people in his household had to be familiar with Chachbis Yivanis as they had to deal with politics, etc. And the Gemara continues with the Raya, the Tanya, as we learned in Braisa, Mesapa Kaimi Arizim Medaka Amari, that if someone cuts the hair with a haircut called the Mesapa Kaimi, that's considered Daka Amari. And Rashi says that they would cut the front of the hair and they would leave a ponytail in the back. Avtalus ben Ruven to Tiru Mesapa Kaimi. However, the Lachacham led Avtalus ben Ruven cut his hair in this manner, Shukarv Lamalchus, because he was close to the government and he needed to do so in order to fit in and be able to go and be involved in politics. And the Braisa continues and says specifically, Shal Beis Gamliel, Hatil and Chachbis Yivanis, that the house of Gamliel, they will matter them to learn Chachbis Yivanis, and play Shukarv Lamalchus once again, because they were carved to the Malchus and they were involved in government. And it's interesting that Rashi says that this haircut was also because of Daka Amari, Sheminichim Blurius L'Shem Avedet Chachavim, and L'Chari would be Mashma, that it's not actually because of Daka Amari, but it's because it's actually something that they did for Avedet Zorah, B'Tzarach Bia. And the Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated of Pumas Achron Gazu Shleitetze Kalba Perion, however the Chacham said that it's Mutah, and the Gemara says, my time, why did the Chacham at a later point say that it was Mutah? Mishum Tziniusa, because this was a more of a tzinius way for the Kala to travel to a chuppah. And the Gemara continues, Mishmes Rabbi Yechon Batla Chachma, Tanabana, we learned in Braisa, Mishmes Rabbi Elazar Nigna Sevitera. When Rabbi Elazar died and they buried him, it was as if they buried a Sevitera. As Rashi says, Shay Balalachas be Pishmu Habe, Besturus Bevim, Kiilu Kasaba Sefa, Kidamma Sanedrin, Habe Tayla Matin Rabbi Sev, Leoid, El Shani Shayna Shlishla Lofam Alachas, Benetias Kishuyan, Vishalish Meis, Bebehas Aza. And the Gemara continues, Mishmes Rabbi Shua, Batla Itzu Machshava, and Rashi says, Shay Zarbe Droshes, Ubaki Balachas, Vichuvis Hapikarsim, Ulahavim Berm Zayam, he was able to debate the Apik Karsin, and as the Gemara says in Masechtas Chagiga, Ki Nacht Nafshe Amalei Rabbanon Might Have Elam Meminim, what will happen to us, and how will we be able to debate the Meminim and fight the Meminim? The Gemara continues, Mishum Mes Rabbi Kiva, Batlu Zrei Tayor, V'Nestat Meminus Achachma, that when Rabbi Kiva died, there was a bit of the support of Tayor, as well as the Meminus Achachma, which were plugged up. And Rashi states, Zrei Tayor, Imik Sfara, V'Lismik Taimit Tayor, Shabal Peh, Madrasha Mikrais, V'Isiya Sayy Sayyim Lushenis, Tamishtan Bimikra. And the Gemara continues, Mishum Mes Rabbi Elazar Ben Azayah, and Rashi says, Asher Hava, he was very wealthy. Can I read on, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Tracy Alfi Egli, Havin Ma'asa Ma'adrel Kol Shasa, that every single year he gave Ma'isa Behema of 12,000 calves, meaning that he had 120,000 calves every single year. And the Gemara states, Batlu Ataris Chachma, at that point the crown of Chachma was Batl, and the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Mishlei, that Ataris Chacham Ashram, that even though he was so wealthy, his Ikka Isha was his Chachma. And the Gemara will now bring down five things that we stated on Mishnah as well, although they won't be in the same order. Mishmes from Chinim Bedesa, Batlu Anshe Ma'isa, Mishmes Abi Yosi Ben Katunta, and our Mishnah we saw Yosi Katunta, Batlu Chasidim, V'lamin Lekishmoy Abi Yosi Ben Katunta, Shai Mekatli Chasidim, Mishmes Ben Azay, Batlu Ashaktonim, Mishmes Ben Azayim, Batlu Adashonim, Mishmes Rav Shimon Gamliel, Olu Gavei, V'Rabu Tzaris, that at the time Rav Shimon Gamliel died, there was a great plague of locusts, and many Tzaris occurred, and Mishmes Rebbe, when Rebbe died, Huchblu Tzaris, the Tzaris were doubled. And the Mishnah ended, Mishmes Rebbe, Batlu Anav of Yer's Chait, and the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Yosi Latana, Rabbi Yosi said to the Tana, Loitisni Anova, you should not be gurus the word Anova in the Mishnah, the Ik Anova, because I am still around and I have Anova. And the Mepharshim discussed that how could Rabbi Yosef say this if Lemaisa that seems that he wasn't an Anova at all? And Ayin ben Yadu brings a couple of different ideas, and some explain that Lemaisa, even though there is an Ivus, but Lemaisa still have to be MS, and the meat of MS says that you can't say these words in the Mishnah because Rabbi Yisrael felt that he was an Anav. Similarly, Amalei Rav Nachman Latana, Letista Yeris Chait, you should not read in the Mishnah the word Yeris Chait, the Ekanah, because I am still around. Hadlach Egla Rufa, Oslikla Mesechta Saita, Hadlach Egla Rufa, Oslikla Mesechta Saita, Hadlach Egla Rufa, Oslikla Mesechta Saita, and we will stop over here.